It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are winding down the high school football season of 2024. The playoff picture becoming more and more clear. We've got a couple of weeks left. By the way, happy Halloween weekend. It is my favorite holiday, by the way, Halloween is. It's one of those holidays. I don't really know why it is, but it is my favorite holiday. I think that, so like, I like scary movies, haunted houses, and so this is my time of the year. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate. 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. So the high school football season is winding down, and we've got a ton of games going on that most of them have huge region implications as far as the playoffs do go. So we'll talk about some of those. New Hampstead is heading on the road to Benedictin. Huge, again, region matchup there. Seedings on the line, especially for Benedictin. West Lawrence at Westside Augusta. And again, you know, later on in the show, we'll talk about some of these games. I'll pick you some winners. West Lawrence at Westside Augusta. Tift at Camden. Boy, Region 1-6A, schizophrenic. I've said this all along. This region, for this week, they're going to wrap things up this week in this region. And the implications of the game, nothing is concreted in stone. Everything is floating. So for Camden, they're going to be at home against Tift at Chris Gilman. They got to have some help to get in the playoffs. They got to win this game, and then they've got to have Colquitt beat Richmond Hill over in the Hog Pen in Moultrie for Camden to get in, and that would get them in as a 4 seed. So Tift will be at Camden. The aforementioned Richmond Hill Wildcats need to win to get into the playoffs. If they beat Colquitt, they'll be the 4 seed. And you've got this weird thing with Colquitt, Lowndes, and Valdosta, where they're all, like, you know, tied at the top of the region, 1 through 3. I think each has got like one region loss, and everybody's beating everybody else. So, yeah, it's just a mess. Valdosta will go to Lowndes in this game. If Valdosta wins, they win the region. They are your region champions if Valdosta wins the game. If Lowndes wins the game, they're at the Concrete Palace. If Lowndes wins that game, then Lowndes becomes the 2 seed, and Colquitt, if they beat Richmond Hill, would become the 1 seed. Yeah, that's exactly my thought. What? All right, so anyway. Bradwell at Evans, Brunswick High at South Effingham. Brunswick with a chance to clinch the region a week early. They'll be going against the South Effingham Mustangs over in the Corral. South Effingham's Mustang offense has been abysmal. I think something I saw a stat where they had scored less than 50 points all season long. Brunswick scores 50 in a game, typically, or at least around about. So, looks like the Brunswick High Pirates should be favored, and with a win, they will clinch Region 1-5A. Statesboro at Effingham. This is a game that's got huge region implications as far as playoffs go. Effingham right now, they're sitting with the 3 seed. If they were to win, they would probably clinch that 3 seed, I believe is what the math says. Now, Statesboro's got to have it. If Statesboro loses, they are eliminated because they would be in a tie with Glenn, and Glenn holds the tiebreaker over Statesboro when they beat them earlier in the year. I think it was like 21-20 on a missed extra point at the end of the game. So Statesboro's got to win to remain in the playoff mix, and a win does not guarantee that Statesboro gets into the playoffs because, again, Glenn's got the tiebreaker, so Statesboro's got to win out, and they got to have somebody beat Glenn Academy for them to get into the playoffs. Speaking of Glenn, they will be at home between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium against Greenbrier, and again, Glenn wins out, they're in. It's that simple. Or with a Statesboro loss, Glenn is in. Coffey at Thomas County Central, two heavyweights. You think about that that Region 2, 5A. Thomas County Central, Lee County, and Coffey County, all of those teams are good enough to win a state championship. All of them are. And that region is just a juggernaut. It would not surprise me. I think we saw this a couple of years ago with this region where I think you had three of those teams from that region get to the Final Four. I don't remember what year that was, a couple, 3 years ago, whatever it was. But Coffey and Thomas County Central, big-time region game. There's a two seed on the line here. Lee has beaten both of them, so Lee's probably going to end up with the one seed. And Coffey and Thomas County Central, this game will indeed be for a two seed. Houston at the aforementioned Lee County. Houston looking like they're going to finish with the four seed in that region. Northside at Veterans. Perry at Warner Robins. Perry looking to win that region with a win over Warner Robins. Where goes to JC Stadium to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Boy, it's been a tough, tough go for the Yellow Jackets. I say that week in, week out. Still looking for that elusive first win of the season. I thought last week they would have a good shot against Veterans. And it did not go their way. Another loss for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. It's getting ugly over there in Jessup. Beach at Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock down Long County last week, and now they're holding on to a three seed in their region. They're looking to finish at least with a three. Calvary Day at Liberty. Long at the Islands. Long needs it. They've got to get it. You know, they're right there with the – they do have the four seed in that region, same region as Southeast Bullock. And so with the win over – with the win that Southeast Bullock had over them, Southeast Bullock has a tiebreaker, so Long really needs the game. Jenkins at Johnson of Savannah. Pierce at Appling. Big-time rivalry game. We've seen Appling kind of put themselves on the map over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Maybe a little bit of a down year by what we've been coming to expect from Appling County. Pierce will pay them a visit, and Pierce ain't no joke. That'll be a good football game and a big-time rivalry game, too. Cook at Chris, Brantley at Bacon. Boy, it's been a tough – talking about for the Yellow Jackets. Not quite as bad as Wayne County. Brantley does have one win on the season. They'll be on the road at Bacon. Fitzgerald at Jeff Davis, another big-time region matchup with seeding implications all over the place. Dublin at Dodge. Tombs at Savannah Christian, another big-time rivalry game, or not a rivalry game, but a region game where, you know, Savannah Christian looks the part. Boy, they look like state championship contenders. You might see the Savannah Christian Red Raiders next segment, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Savannah Country Day at Vidalia, Turner County at Charlton. Once again, Jekyll and Hyde for Charlton. We'll see which team shows up. That'd be down there in the swamp in Folkestone. Lanier County at Clinch, Metter at Bryan County. Metter all of a sudden has really, I say all of a sudden, maybe it's not all of a sudden, I just didn't notice it, but they have really played well after the first part of the season. Remember, they lost their first game. They ain't lost since. They have beaten everybody that they have stepped onto the football field with. I don't know. Bryan County is a good football team. We'll see how that goes. Again, I'll pick games a little bit later. ECI at Screven. Savannah at Jenkins County, Portal at MCA, another big-time game, lots of region implications, seedings on the line. Portal will go to the Ship in Darien to play Bradley Warren's Buccaneers, who, you know, midseason they added a couple of kids that transferred over from Glenn. It has certainly helped them, and they look like a very good football team. It's going to be a tough go for Portal to go down there and get that win. St. Ann Pacelli at Bullock Academy. Last week, I had Bullock Academy ranked the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power power rankings. We'll see if they're still there in the next segment. They're trying for a 10-0 perfect season are the Bullock Academy Gators. Again, I will pick that game a little bit later. Robert Toombs Christian Academy will take a visit over to St. Simon's under the Oaks or in the Bloody Marsh, whichever you prefer. Frederica started 1-4, and now here they are at 4-5, trying to get back to 500. That's a young football team that has really played well down the stretch. It's going to be a tough go for Robert Toombs Christian Academy. We'll see what happens. We'll talk about that game a little bit later. Valwood at Tift area. Valwood with two losses in the GISA. They'll be on the road over right outside of Tifton to play Tift area. Valwood looks like a really good team. They need this game for seeding purposes, trying to get the highest seed that they can get. Remember, the GISA does not rank teams according to who finished where in the region, which is kind of silly, in my opinion. Instead, they rank teams according to where they are ranked in the Max Preps power rankings. So, you know, you can finish second in your region and still be ranked, you know, pretty highly instead of, you know, having to play like on the other side of the bracket. You could finish second in your region and still be on the same side of the bracket as the team that finished first ahead of you in your region. It's really wonky how the GISA does things. But you know what? It works for them, and we should all do what works for us.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Only 2 weeks left in the high school football season. The playoff picture is beginning to take shape. Here's some games from around South Georgia. Brunswick looks to clinch their region with a win over South Effingham in the Corral. Bullock Academy looks to finish with a perfect 10-0 mark at home against St. Pacelli. Wayne hopes to pull a massive upset over Ware at JC Stadium for their first win. And Statesboro heads over to Springfield to take on Effingham in a must-win to stay alive for the playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, so, you know, I mentioned a couple of teams that you might see this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And so, well, actually, with further ado, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so now, without any further ado, it's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Okay. So there's only one team that fell out of the rankings this week, But some teams did move around. Obviously, since one team fell out, we will have a new entrant. We'll get to that in a minute. The team that fell out of the rankings was the Richmond Hill Wildcats, losing 28-7 last week to Lowndes. So Richmond Hill out. All right, so at number 10, jumping back into the rankings, we've seen them most of the year. They took about a midseason loss, which has held them out. It's tough. It is tough to get in these rankings. I've told you before, I rank every team from 6A all the way down to the GISA. And, you know, just for in case it's the first time you've heard it, there are parameters that go with this. You have to be round about I-75 or east. You've got to be round about I-16 or south. And I don't just pick these teams out of clear, thin blue air. There's a formula. I enter in a whole bunch of numbers. There's a math formula that puts these things together. And it's not saying that Team X is better than Team Y just because they're ranked ahead of them. What it's saying is that they're ranking teams with how well they've done within their schedule. Things like quality wins, quality losses, head-to-head, strength of schedule, etc., etc. So at number 10, jumping back in with a 52-43 win over Turner County, the Clinch County Panthers find themselves back in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, moving up one spot with a 20-9 win over Jenkins County last week, the Metter Tigers move from 10-9 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 8, moving up one spot as well with a 61-34 win over Lakeside Evans last week. Lakeside Evans was the second best team. They were actually undefeated on the season, and Brunswick put 61 points. I've said this before. The Brunswick offense is elite. Brunswick comes in at number 8, moving up one spot. At number 7, holding firm at number 7, coming off of a 14-7 tough-fought win over the Tift County Blue Devils. Number 7, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 6, moving up two spots. That's right, they jumped Valdosta with a 28-7 win over Richmond Hill. We talked about that just a few minutes ago. The Lowndes County Vikings jump from 8-6 and leapfrog Valdosta in the process. At number 5, tough game this week with Thomas County Central, but they're coming off of a 41 thumping over Veterans. At number 5, the Coffee County Trojans. We're going to find out what the Coffee County Trojans are made of. They've already got that one loss against Lee County. We'll see if they're going to be a 2 or a 3 seed. That matters a lot to Brunswick because Brunswick chance to clinch their region tonight. They'll probably be a 1 seed. They will likely get Villa Rica in the first round, and then in round 2, they're going to get, I believe, the 3 seed from region 2, which is going to be either Thomas County Central or Coffee. Bad draw for the Pirates. At number 4, moving down one spot, despite the fact they won 37-7 over Tattnall County. Look, it's the formula. I don't do these things. Moving down one spot, coming off of a 37-7 win over Tattnall County, the Pierce County Bears drop from 3-4. At number 3, just a huge, impressive win. Not just the fact that they won the game, but the fact of how they won the game. The Savannah Christian Red Raiders move up from 4-3, coming off of a 48-12 drubbing of the Swainsboro Tigers at their place. They blew out Swainsboro in Swainsboro. I have told you all season long, Swainsboro is a tough place to play. It's an even tougher place to win. And for Savannah Christian to go in there and blow them out on their home field, I think says volumes about how good that football team is. So thus, the formula bumped them up from 4-3 as they leapfrog Pierce County. At number 2, with a 69-0 win over Central Macon, and they closed the gap between themselves, who were ranked number 2, and the number 1 team. Like, there was a considerable gap last week between the number 1 team and Dublin, who is number 2, but with a 69-0 win, that gap significantly closed, and so they're trying to hone in on that number 1 spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll see how it goes for the Dublin Fighting Irish this week, number two. And the number one team this week for the second consecutive week with a 48-7 woodshedding of the Pinewood Patriots, the Bullock Academy Gators. The second week in a row, the Gators are the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll recap. Cool. All right. So at number 10, we've got Clinch County. At number 9, we've got the Metter Tigers. At number 8, the Brunswick High Pirates. At number 7, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 6, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 5, the Coffee County Trojans begin the top 5 of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 4, the Pierce County Bears. At number 3, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. At number 2, the Dublin Fighting Irish. And the number 1 team holding on to it for a second consecutive week, the Bullock Academy Gators. Both Bullock and Dublin will be playing for a perfect 10-0 season this Friday night. We'll see what happens with both of those schools. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first time ever that a GISA team has been the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, and it's the second time that it's happened. They did it last week, and then two consecutive weeks they've held on to that spot. Very impressive. And look, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I think Bullock is for real. I don't know that there's a team in the GISA that can beat them. Go ahead and write it down. Bullock Academy Gators, your state champions.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
It is no small accomplishment to be number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. It is no small accomplishment to be number one for multiple weeks. So hats off to the Bullock Academy Gators. Like I said, I really, really, really like them come playoff time. Speaking of playoffs, the college football playoff, we're winding down. We're heading into Halloween weekend in the college football season, so let's pick some games. All right, in the top 25, San Diego State at number 15, Boise State. Give me Boise State to win the football game. They continue to make their case as they should be the team that gets in from the non-Power 5 conferences. Number 19, Ole Miss at Arkansas. Arkansas has been playing really well as of late. Tough place to play in Fayetteville. I'm picking Arkansas to upset Ole Miss. Right now, Ole Miss has got two losses. If they lose this third game, odds are they're probably out of the college football playoff picture. I'm picking it to happen. I think Arkansas knocks off Ole Miss. Air Force at 21, Army. Air Force has had a really tough year. I don't think they've got the Jimmies and the Joes to beat Army. Army undefeated on the season. Give me 21, Army at home. Minnesota at 24, Illinois. Look, I've been picking against Illinois, I guess, the last 3 weeks. And, you know, they keep finding ways to win some of these games. They're at home. Minnesota's a good football team. Give me Minnesota to go on. I'm going to do it again. Give me Minnesota to go on the road and beat Illinois in Champaign. Duke at number 5, Miami. Miami just looks the part. They're definitely, in my opinion, the best team in the ACC at home against the Dukies. Give me Miami. Probably the game of the day, number 4, Ohio State at 3, Penn State. I've waffled on this game, believe it or not. I'm not a huge believer in Ohio State as most of the national pundits are. This game is in Happy Valley. I think Penn State's good enough to win the football game. Their quarterback situation is why I'm picking Ohio State. I don't know how healthy the Penn State quarterback's going to be coming into the football game. So give me number 4, Ohio State, to go on the road and win in Happy Valley. Texas Tech at 11, Iowa State, another team that just keeps winning that you don't think should. At home, give me Iowa State to hold on against Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech might give them a game, but I think Iowa State pulls out in the end. Number 1, Oregon at Michigan. Don't be stunned if the Michigan Wolverines pull one here. I can guarantee you this game's going to be close. On the road for the Ducks in Ann Arbor, it's not an easy place to play. Anybody will tell you that has ever been into the Big House. Tough place, tough road venue. Oregon struggles, but I'm going to pick the Ducks to find a way to win in Michigan simply because Michigan's offense really struggles, especially throwing the football. 17, Kansas State at Houston. I don't think Houston has got the firepower to be able to knock off Kansas State, but I do think Kansas State's vulnerable, just not to Houston. Give me Kansas State to go to Houston and win. 13, Indiana at Michigan State. Michigan State coming off a really good game against Michigan. Indiana, again, I'm not a believer. Their schedule has been soft. Give me Michigan State at home to knock Indiana from the ranks of the unbeaten. I think it's a third straight week I picked against Indiana, too. Florida in Jacksonville against number 2, Georgia. Billy Napier, this is a must-get game for him. A little bit of momentum. Gators with a winning record coming into the game, which most folks didn't expect. Billy Napier has coached beyond expectations, but the rest of the schedule for the Gators is brutal. For any chance for Billy Napier to remain the Florida head coach for next season, the Gators have to get this game. They're going to come out. They're going to play spirited in the first half. It's going to be close in the first half. Georgia pulls away in the second half, and the score looks a lot more lopsided than what the game story felt like during the game. That's what I think. Number 10, Texas A&M at South Carolina. Be careful, Texas A&M. Coming off that big win over LSU, the Aggies are riding high, heading to Columbia. South Carolina's lost a bunch of close games, games they should have won, even against some of the bigger powerhouses in the SEC, Alabama included. South Carolina's going to give Texas A&M all they want. This is going to be a really close game. It's going to come down to quarterback play for Texas A&M. Give me Texas A&M to win the football game, field goal. Field goal kind of game. Louisville at 11, Clemson. Clemson, again, has looked really good since that opening loss to Georgia. Louisville's a good team. They'll give Clemson a good game. Clemson wins by 10, 13 points. Kentucky at Tennessee. little bit of a rivalry game here. Be careful, Tennessee, but Kentucky having to go to Knoxville. Probably not a formula for a W. Give me Tennessee as they continue to keep themselves in the mix for an SEC championship game appearance. 16 Pitt at 20 SMU. Huge implications in the ACC pertaining to the ACC championship game. Both of these teams are in the mix. Pitt's undefeated. SMU with one loss. It's a conference loss. If they can beat Pitt, SMU that is, they'll put themselves in the driver's seat to get to the ACC championship game. In the SEC, teams that are unranked, Vanderbilt pays a trip to Auburn. Vanderbilt did everything they could last week against Texas and almost found a way to knock off the vaunted Texas Longhorns. Vanderbilt will go to Auburn. They will win the football game. They will get their sixth win of the season. They will become bowl eligible. And Vanderbilt still might be an 8-win team in the SEC, unheard of. Maine at Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma might have found somebody they can outscore. The game will be in Oklahoma. Oklahoma wins, 17 points, maybe 21. UMass at Mississippi State. Give me Mississippi State in Starkville. In the ACC, Virginia Tech at Syracuse. I've told you I like Syracuse. I think they're a good football team. Virginia Tech, I thought they would lose last week to Georgia Tech. They did not. I do think they'll lose again this week. I think Syracuse gets them at home. Stanford at NC State. God, I don't know. Flip a coin. Take a nap. Whatever you want to do. I guess give me Stanford. UNC at Florida State. Florida State has quit. North Carolina's 4-4 on the season. Florida State has one win on the season. They have quit on Mike Norvell. That is very apparent. Give me North Carolina to go into Tallahassee and knock off Florida State. And the embarrassing season will continue for the Noles. In the Big 12, Arizona goes to the Bounce House down Orlando to play Central Florida. I've been to a game at UCF, and it is nuts. It was a night game. It was like going to a football rave is what it was like. It is a tough place to win. It's loud, but I think Arizona's a better football team. They're both 3-5. Arizona goes into Orlando and beats UCF. UCF's dealing with some injuries, too. In Conference USA, we saw Kennesaw State go down 31-14 to Western Kentucky already. In the Sun Belt, Georgia State at UConn. Give me the Panthers to rebound, get that game against the Huskies. And rounding things out, Georgia Southern heads to South Alabama to play that game. Georgia Southern is the better football team. Give me the Eagles on the road beating South Alabama. You know, I was talking about the Georgia-Florida game. For most of you folks that listen to the show, I certainly do appreciate it. And you know that we're located. I'm located. I live down in St. Simons. Big time game for down in that area, for the Camden area, and for Fernandina, Amelia Island, St. Simons, St. Mary's, Kingsland. Huge, huge implications and economic impact for those areas. So with things changing, it looks like, at least for the immediate future, we'll see how that shakes out. Billy Napier's got to get this game. I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine, and he made a really good point. He felt like that Billy Napier had to at least go 7-5, and in those seven wins, one of those wins had to be against Georgia. If he goes 7-5 and gets blown out by Georgia, not good enough. They find somebody else. Probably Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin heading to Gainesville. You heard it here first.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489. With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook. Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now joining us, my favorite segment of the month, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. This is fondly known as the Make Jason Bishop Smarter segment.
I don't know about that. Come on now.
I want to talk about Chris Sale. World Series going on. Braves not there. And so there was this big to-do where they were, you know, he was going to pitch in the doubleheader against the Mets, and then he couldn't pitch, and then he was going to pitch in game one of that wild card series, and he didn't do that because he was having back spasms, lower back spasms. So let's start there, Dr. Sasser. When a player's having back spasms, tell me in general what you think's going on.
Well, most of the time it's muscular. It's not usually a nerve issue. It's not a ruptured disc, anything like that. It's a lot of times, you know, if you think of your back, the vertebra, the backbone, and then on both sides of the back is a column of muscle. Mm-hmm. And so if those get inflamed, they can have spasm, and that's what can lead to those type of issues.
As far as him being able to pitch with those back spasms happening, would there have been anything they could have done to have got him on the mound? Maybe a shot? You tell me.
I mean, they could have. I know they'll use Toradol at times, a lot of therapy. The problem with back spasms, and we've all had them when we try to lift the trash that's too heavy, or that box of Christmas ornaments, or right now, you know, Georgia, Florida paraphernalia, is you don't know when it's coming, and all of a sudden you get that spasm. And so, you know, they could have pitched him, and he might have lasted, you know, 4.5-5 innings, what they wanted, or he might have only made it 3 pitches.
Yeah.
Really and truly.
So moving forward, obviously he didn't pitch. The back spasms kept him out. You know, he's 35 going on 36. Apparently he had some more issues, stiff back throughout the year. If you're his doctor or the Braves doctor, are you kind of approaching this with rubber gloves?
Or you're like, oh, you know what, just back spasm, he'll be fine.
Well, and I think you definitely need to be, I would say you need to be aggressive about it. Because yes, back spasms will go away. A little therapy, they'll improve. They kind of run their course, usually 6 weeks or so, they get better. We see it in football, we see it in baseball. You know, and with a pitcher, you're using a lot of your core.
Especially
him, which is a lot, which leads your, you know, he is the poster child for a back spasm, really and truly. So I would be aggressive with focusing on the therapy, even alternative treatments like yoga, because a lot of it is not just that it's kind of, and we talk about it a lot, that an elbow issue in a pitcher is usually secondary to a breakdown in something else. Their core strength, their shoulder strength, their mechanics, same thing with the back.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to focus on make sure their hamstrings aren't tight, that their abdominal musculature isn't weak, all those things in the core, so that the back doesn't have to take the majority of the stress. And I think if you did that, even at his age and with a history of lumbar strain and maybe even tweaking his technique, I think he should be fine.
Do you think he'd have been able to pitch in the division series if they'd have gotten out of that wild card round?
Maybe. I mean, and I know that that's not a definitive answer, but again, the problem is a back spasm is like a hamstring strain. Once you have it, it definitely can flare up unless you really give it a good bit of time.
There aren't very many people that I have met that have had back issues, back spasms, that they're like, oh yeah, you know, the last back spasm I had was like 15 years ago, and I haven't had one since.
Right.
It seems like, it happens all the time.
Right.
So that's kind of concerning to me, a 35-year-old pitcher. He just won the Cy Young, by the way. So, but, you know, 35 years old, and you had back spasms where you couldn't take the ball.
Yes, and that's true. And that would be concerning. And you are definitely right that those people that once they start having lower lumbar issues, it is a recurrent issue. So you don't know if, like you said, you got to treat it with kids' gloves and say we're going to see what we can get out of him, or, you know, maybe he'll get better.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So, by your estimation, spring 2025, no problems with Chris Sale. Rest, yoga,
right?
Whatever it is you got to do, and then take the ball spring of 2025 and be fine.
And I think that's a good way to just see how he does. If it flares up again in spring, then you probably have an issue.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, appreciate it.
As always.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so while I've got a little bit of time, because we are, you know, we're not quite up against our hard break yet, so I want to give you the teams that, and I'm going to have to do it really quickly, and normally I take a whole segment to do this, but I don't have a whole segment to give you, but what I do have is just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to give you my top 12 college football. So this is what I've got going into this week. At number 12, I've got Notre Dame. And look, I struggled with putting Notre Dame there. I really wanted to put Texas A&M, but at the end of the day, Notre Dame's got the head-to-head win over Texas A&M, despite the fact Texas A&M has more impressive wins. The head-to-head, to me, matters. Notre Dame at number 12. 11, BYU. They just keep winning, you know, staying undefeated. At number 10, Pitt. We talked about them earlier. We've got a tough game against SMU. We'll see how that shakes out. At number 9, Iowa State. They look like definitively that they're the best team in the Big 12. Definitely an inside track maybe to get themselves a first-round bye, not just an appearance in the college football playoff, but a first-round bye. At number 8, I've got Indiana. Not a believer. At some point, Indiana's going to play somebody that's going to beat them. At number 7, Tennessee. They're trying to get to Atlanta. They've got that big game with Georgia looming on the horizon. It'll be a big one for them. an elimination game is what that will be as far as the SEC championship game goes. At number six, you've got the Texas Longhorns, who survived Vanderbilt. And again, these are my rankings. This is where I've got these teams ranked according to me. So number six is Texas. At five, I've got Ohio State. Again, depending on what the situation is with Penn State's quarterback this weekend, if Penn State's quarterback is healthy, give me Penn State in that game. But I don't think he's going to be 100%, so thus, I'll take Ohio State. At number four, I've got Georgia. Now, notice, Georgia, I've got them ranked. You're going to find when I get into these other teams, Georgia is the team that I have highest ranked with one loss. They're my highest one-loss ranked team at number four. At number three, undefeated, I've got the Miami Hurricanes. Undefeated, in my opinion, that matters a lot if you're playing, especially if you're playing in one of those power conferences and you're undefeated. To me, it matters a lot. At number two, Penn State, the Penn State Nittany Lions at number two, a chance to show the world something this weekend. Penn State, the last decade, time after time after time, when they get into these big games, they fold. That's what we've seen from them in a decade. And the number one team again this week, the Oregon Ducks. They continue to go through the Big Ten. We'll see what happens in the end. I do think they'll be in the Big Ten championship game, probably against the winner of Penn State and Ohio State. I don't know that Oregon would beat Ohio State a second time. I don't know that Oregon would beat Penn State. I think both of those teams would have a really good chance to beat the Ducks and win the Big Ten. I like Oregon. I just don't think that Oregon's the best team in the country. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. I think there are tons of people that would agree with that Oregon, as good as they are they better than Georgia? Are they better than Ohio State? Are they better than Penn State? Are they better than Texas? You answer that for yourself. I know what my answer is. I think if they get in a game with any of those teams, they're probably not coming out of the game with a W. That is my honest-to-goodness opinion. If they play anybody, hell, if they even played Alabama, which they probably won't have a chance to do, I'd have Alabama beating them.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Mac's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us. 912-342-7967. And give them a like on Facebook. Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone, at the end of the Spur in Brunswick, offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
We're getting close to Friday Night Football. I'm going to give you my picks on games that I think are going to go the way that I think they're going to go. So we'll get into that in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by DBM Roofing, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures. All right, so we talked about some of these games already, but we didn't pick any winners for them. So we're going to do that right now. All right, so New Hampstead at Benedictine, as I mentioned, seeding implications on the line. Give me Benedictine at home to beat the Phoenix. Tift at Camden. Camden's got to win the game to give themselves a shot to get into the playoffs. They got to have help. I'll talk about that in a minute. Game's at Chris Gilman. Look, Tift has been playing really well. They've lost some really close games against some really good teams the last 3 or 4 weeks. They're going to give Camden everything they want, knowing they've got a chance to ruin Camden's season and just completely knock them out. It's going to be a tight football game. Give me Camden in the end. I think that the Wildcats will know what's at stake, know they got to get the W, and they'll find a way. Richmond Hill at Colquitt. This is the help that Camden needed. They've got to have Colquitt beat the Richmond Hill Wildcats. The game's over in Moultrie. Look, what's impressive is if Colquitt wins this game, and then Lowndes beats Valdosta, which I think is going to happen. I'll talk about that in just a second. Colquitt's going to win that region again. And as good as that region is, they've won that region, God, I don't know, almost a decade straight. So just put that in perspective. When you're winning regions with Camden and Lowndes and Valdosta in that region with you, and you're winning it a decade straight or roundabout, I mean, that is super impressive. Give me Colquitt to beat Richmond Hill and put themselves in position to win the region and knock Richmond Hill out of the playoffs. Valdosta at Lowndes, Concrete Palace, big-time rivalry game. Those two schools, fan bases, they don't like each other very much. Valdosta on the road. I mentioned how tough it is at the Concrete Palace. Lowndes has had a really good season, a much better season than I thought they would have. Give me Lowndes to beat Valdosta over at home in the Concrete Palace right off I-75. Lowndes wins, and they will finish with a 2 seed, is what I think. That would knock Valdosta, I don't know, where it, to the 3? Yeah, to the 3 seed. It would knock Valdosta to the 3 seed. Bradwell at Evans. Give me Evans. Evans has a slim chance to make the playoffs. They're not completely eliminated yet, but they got to have the wheels fall off of Statesboro and Glenn. Brunswick High at South Effingham. Brunswick High rolls South Effingham and clinches the region championship. Statesboro at Effingham. Statesboro's got to have it. Got to have it. Got to have it. They're not going to get it. Effingham wins, clinches the 3 seed, is what I think will happen. Greenbrier at Glen Academy. You're talking about teams that have to win. Glen Academy is in that boat. They'll be at home between the bricks. Greenbrier is 2-4 in the region. Glenn cannot take another region loss. They just can't do it. Unless Statesboro takes a region loss as well, and then, you know, Glenn would have the tiebreaker. So give me Glenn at home. Coffee at Thomas County Central. Look, I think Coffee's really good. I think Thomas County Central's better. Give me Thomas County Central to win and secure a 2 seed. Houston at Lee County. Lee will just continue to roll. They will beat Houston, especially in Leesburg. Northside at Veterans. Give me Northside. Perry at Warner Robins. Perry's trying to win that region, and that's a tough region. And I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to go on the road. I think they're going to beat Warner Robins up in Macon or right outside of Macon. So give me Perry to win that dadgum region. Ware at Wayne. The schedule's not been kind to the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. The Ware County Gators are a good football team. They're also in that region. They're looking at possibly a number two seed if things could fall their way. It will. They'll beat Ware County, or they'll beat Wayne County and give themselves a chance. Beach at Southeast Bullock. No problem here for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. A really good season for Coach Zito and his Yellow Jackets. Give me Southeast Bullock to pull that game out. Long at the Islands. Long's got to have it. Long will get it. I don't think the Islands is a very good football team. Long is actually much better than the Islands. Long goes on the road and wins. Pierce at Appling. I said this earlier in the show. Appling's a good football team. I don't think they're as elite as Pierce. I don't think they have as much talent on the roster as Pierce. Pierce goes to Baxley and wins. Brantley at Bacon. Ugh, yucky season for the Brantley County Herons and David Shores' first year over there in Caney Bay in Nahanna. Give me Bacon to win the game. Fitzgerald to Jeff Davis, another huge region game, tons of implications. Give me Fitzgerald to beat Jeff Davis on the road. Dublin at Dodge. Give me Dublin to finish their perfect season at 10-0. Toombs at Savannah Christian. Toombs, you got no shot. I'm sorry. Savannah Christian is loaded. They've got a super defensive tackle or defensive lineman that just committed to Georgia. Savannah Christian wins. Turner County at Charlton. Give me Charlton in the swamp at home in Folkestone. Lanier at Clinch. I'll take Clinch County to beat Lanier. Medder at Bryan County. I've told you how good of a season that Medder has had. They've been very much under the radar. They beat Bryan County on the road. ECI at Screven. I think ECI is a really underrated football team. Give me the ECI Bulldogs to go on the road and beat the Screven County Gamecocks. Portal at MCA, going to be a tough go for the Portal Panthers. MCA is for real. I say this year in, year out. One year they might live up to it. MCA, I've got a dark horse to get to the Final Four. I say this every year about the Buccaneers, and they go out in the second round. Maybe this will be the year, but MCA knocks off Portal in the ship in Darien. St. Ann Pacelli at Bullock Academy. I said to you earlier, Bullock is trying for a perfect 10-0 season. They will get that 10-0 season, blowing out St. Ann Pacelli. Robert Toombs Christian Academy over on St. Simon's in the Bloody Marsh. That's what I like to say. Frederica gets the game. They get back to 5-5. We'll see where the Max Press power rankings will land them. And Valwood at Tift area. Valwood with two losses. They're trying to position themselves in those same power rankings to get the best draw possible. They'll do it. Valwood goes to Tift area and wins the football game. Big night of high school football. Cannot wait.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Only 2 weeks left in the high school football season. The playoff picture is beginning to take shape. Here are some games from around South Georgia. Brunswick looks to clinch their region with a win over South Effingham in the Corral. Bullock Academy looks to finish with a perfect 10-0 mark at home against St. Pacelli. Wayne hopes to pull a massive upset over Ware at JC Stadium for their first win. And Statesboro heads over to Springfield to take on Effingham in a must-win to stay alive for the playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.